WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. This is Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood attachment expert here to guide you on this incredible journey towards self-love and deeper connections. Ever feel like your emotional well-being takes a backseat to everyone else's needs? We've all been there, trust me. But guess what? You deserve to be nurtured and cherished, starting with yourself. That's why today we're diving into the art of self-care for attachment healing, because taking care of your emotional health is not a luxury, it's a necessity, especially when you're working through those pesky attachment patterns. You know that feeling when you're constantly giving and giving without receiving anything back? Or maybe you find yourself putting other people's needs before your own, even if it leaves you drained and depleted? Those are classic signs that self-care is calling out to you. Think of self-care as a lifeline, a way to replenish your emotional reserves and build resilience against those attachment wounds. It's about setting boundaries, prioritizing your needs, and engaging in activities that bring you joy and peace. Let me tell you, it's not selfish, it's essential. So, what are the secrets to mastering this art? Buckle up, because I've got 5 powerful takeaways to share. 1. Recognize your triggers. The first step is understanding those emotional triggers that send you spiraling into anxious or avoidant patterns. It could be certain words, behaviors, or even situations. Once you recognize these triggers, you can start to develop healthy coping mechanisms. Think about it like this. You wouldn't walk into a room full of spiders without some kind of protection, right? Well, your emotional well-being deserves the same level of care. 2. Boundaries are your best friend. Setting clear boundaries is crucial for protecting your energy and emotional space. It's about saying no to things that drain you or make you uncomfortable. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own needs. It's not selfish, it's self-respect. Picture yourself as a beautifully crafted vase you deserve to be admired and cherished, not constantly chipped away at. 3. Unplug and recharge. Technology can be amazing, but too much screen time can leave you feeling exhausted and overwhelmed. Make sure you're carving out time for digital detox activities that help you reconnect with yourself and the world around you. Think about it. Just like your phone needs to be charged regularly, so does your soul. A good book, a long walk in nature, or even a quiet cup of tea can work wonders. 4. Embrace your inner child. Remember that playful, curious little kid inside you? Nurture that part of yourself with activities that bring joy and lightness. Whether it's painting, dancing, singing, or simply playing with your pet, allow yourself to be carefree and express your creativity. You know what they say, laughter is the best medicine. 5. Seek support when needed. You don't have to go through this journey alone. Connecting with a therapist, joining a support group, or confiding in trusted friends can provide invaluable guidance and encouragement. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Okay, let's bring it down to earth with a real-world example. Imagine you're attending a social gathering, maybe a friend's birthday party. You feel a little anxious because you haven't been socializing much lately. Your inner critic starts whispering doubts and fears. What if no one wants to talk to me, or I'm not interesting enough? Sounds familiar, right? This is where self-care comes into play. Instead of succumbing to those negative thoughts, take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that you are worthy of connection, and focus on engaging in conversations with genuine curiosity. Maybe even try a new activity at the party, something outside your comfort zone. Remember, healing your attachment style is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It's about making small, consistent choices every day to prioritize your well-being. You're capable of creating fulfilling and loving relationships, starting with the one you have with yourself. So go out there, be kind to yourself, and keep shining bright. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these self-care tips. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. It helps other souls find their way here. Until next time, remember, you are loved, you are worthy, and you are enough.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.